Welcome to Book Spectrum. I'm your host, Chris Cordani. This is where we talk with not usually seasoned writers, but authors of books by people with varying occupations across the spectrum. With me now is a scientist from NASA. However, we're not going to be talking about supernovas, planets, or space flight. We're going to discuss something that hits a little closer to home. How about that? Hair loss, at least for many of us. Tamin Hamid has written a rather intriguing book, Grow It Back. That's right, it's called Grow It Back. That sounds intriguing. The full title, Grow It Back, How Laser Phototherapy Stops Hair Loss and Regrows Your Hair. Naturally, my curiosity was rather piqued. Thus, I invited Tamim on. Welcome to Book Spectrum, Tamin Hamid.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad I have you here because I've never really talked about this subject with anybody. Except for people who tell me my hair's thinning. That's a different story. But I keep talking to people who really don't know much except for what they read. Now I have you. You're a NASA scientist, so you will know from whence these things come from. But before you tell us what actually inspired you to study hair loss, please tell our audience a bit about yourself, maybe how you got interested in science, and some of you work for NASA, if you don't have to kill me after telling me that is.
Absolutely not. Thanks for the question. Yes, by the way, it's former NASA scientist, but I was there for 10 years at Kennedy Space Center. But I've always been interested in space and technology. But I came from really a country that had absolutely just one radio, and that was it, right? One radio station, no TV, no nothing. And as I progressed through life, by the time I moved to France and then back, a little bit more technology, then all of a sudden, that's when I got introduced to United States. When I was right around 17 years old, I saw amazing technology here in America, and I got interested. And anybody could do anything in America. So I was really interested, and I saw a TV show called I Dream a Genie, and that's where I fell in love with the space program.
I Dream of Genie, that inspired you to go into, I guess that makes sense because Major Healy and Major Nelson were NASA scientists. That's pretty cool. I like that. Did you want to find a genie while you were out there too, or was it just the science?
I did. I actually fell in love with Barbara Eden. And
who didn't?
And I moved down to Cocoa Beach, Florida, where they, had the film location there, and I got into NASA.
So we learned something new about Tamin. I mean, I like that. But again, Barbara Eden, she inspires most men to do almost anything anyway. She's a fine actress. And just a wonderful genie. And I love the show. It was one of my favorites growing up too.
Yeah, it's a funny side of the how I got into the NASA program.
But these guys had hair, all of them. Well, I mean, the younger guys, of course, and Larry Hagman, people like that. However, what inspired you to study hair loss altogether?
That's a great question. So the first project I got assigned on the NASA space shuttle was the thermal protection system. That's all the tiles that you see at the bottom of each space shuttle. And there's about 25,000 thermal protection tiles that protects the orbiter from reentry after a mission. And the problem is that the orbiter, especially at the leading edge of it, gets really hot, like up to 3,000 degrees Celsius. So since it gets really, really, there's a lot of friction there. So all those tiles had to be in perfect laminar flow when you come in. Unfortunately, everything was done by hand. 25,000 tiles rearranged itself after every mission. So I came up with an idea of why don't we do this instead of by hand, the way they were doing it, and it took like 5 to 6 weeks, why don't we do a laser and just do a surface scan with the laser and get the step and the gap measurement? So it's just like a tile in your bathroom or in your house. If there's a small step, you you know, stub your toe on it for some reason. Well, on a space shuttle, if there's a step that high on a tile, it would explode the space shuttle, just like it did in Columbia.
That's definitely not good, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
And that got you into hair loss.
Well, so as I was developing the solution for that problem, one of the things I used, and I got to be really good at it, was lasers. And so for 10 years, I developed all kinds of lasers after that. The thermal protection was the first one. Then I got into orbiter mating with lasers and other things. And one day I had come up with a new type of laser, which was a low power, and it's called a cold laser. So it doesn't heat up. Most people think that lasers heat are heat based, right? You cauterize tissue or you do something like that, and it's quite hot. But no, this laser that I come up with was actually a very cold laser, required very little current to be able to drive it. So I was wondering what kind of application could use a lot of lasers. And I looked at it and I said, wow, there's a problem with it. I was actually, to be quite honest, I was starting to lose my hair right around the same time. So I built a little prototype with these new lasers, and lo and behold, it started working. Because one other entry point was that I had found and the way I found hair loss was because, not just because of my hair, but I found a clinical paper that was written in 1965 by Dr. Andre Mester. He had just received a new laser back in 1965, and he wanted to test what a laser was. So he tested the laser in his laboratory and got like 50 mice and shaved off the back of each of the mice's hair and applied the laser on these little mice. And he found after several weeks that all these mice that were applied laser light regrew their hair, but the ones that didn't get the laser light didn't grow their hair as fast. So he asked this technician, hey, what's going on here? Why isn't this laser burning them like we were trying to experiment with? And the guy, the technician that he had at his hospital said, oh, I'm sorry, sir, but we mistakenly lowered the power so little to 5 watts, we're at 5 watts. And that's why you're not burning the backs of these mice. And he's found
interesting. That's good. Yeah, I wouldn't like the idea of burning those poor mice, especially when they're
poor. That was not a good idea. So anyway, yeah. he wrote a paper, and I found the paper is buried deep inside some literature, and that's how I got the idea.
So you tried this on yourself, you're saying, right?
Yep, I did. Same wavelength, same everything. I try to replicate everything that Dr. Andre Mester did, and so that's how I came up with the technology.
So you are the Cy Sperling of the 2020s. Remember that guy from the Hair Club for Men? He said, I like the Hair Club for Men. Not only am I the president, I'm also a client.
Yes, I got to meet him right before he passed away. He was a very interesting guy.
He was a Channel 9 mainstay when I was watching the Met games. Channel 9, of course. For those not in the New York metro area, was the WOR, the station out of New Jersey that aired Met games back when I was younger. Now it's 11.
Yeah, very interesting gentleman. He just recently passed away, but a vibrant guy.
But with me, and again, the book is Grow It Back, How Laser Phototherapy Stops Hair Loss and Regrows Your Hair. My guest, Tamin Hamid, is the writer and the scientist behind this idea. I find your laser phototherapy quite interesting, but before reading the book, I was quite skeptical, and you can understand because I'm sure, let's put it this way. I have some thinning hair and have tried a bunch of treatments. I don't think I should say which ones they were on air, but they either didn't work for me or I found I'd have to maybe keep running that product or using that product for the rest of my life, and I didn't really feel like it. So that made me eventually think I'd probably wind up going all cue ball sometime in the future.
Well, I mean, it's you're facing the same issues that most people have right now, because there's only two FDA cleared solutions for hair loss. Before I introduced the laser phototherapy, it was only minoxidil and finasteride. Those two are the only FDA cleared solutions for hair loss. So after I started introducing laser phototherapy and got that through the FDA cleared system, then that's when now we have three solutions. So that's I decided to like write a book. Like, what's the difference between all of these three solutions?
Right. And that you do that in the book. You explain everything throughout the entire reading experience, if you will. The idea is your laser phototherapy could change the future of hair loss treatments. And that's good. We have three of them now. And you also discuss something called Theradome inside the book. Now, I did read it, but it's very prominent there. Not just superficial notes. You really go in depth. I would like people to read this book, but can you give your listeners maybe a tease, a little bit of what they might see about Theradome and the process?
Yes, absolutely. Since we are based here in Silicon Valley, and I did grow my own lasers from scratch here, what I did is I created a helmet-type device that has about 80 lasers inside this helmet, and it's completely automated. And the reason why I created this company, it's called Theradome. What it does is that it really targets male and female pattern hair loss, which is called androgenic alopecia. And so this was the only and first device that was cleared by the FDA to stop hair loss and to regrow your hair.
You mentioned something very important here, and a lot of women don't talk about it, but hair loss does affect some. And it's like when men don't understand or don't know that breast cancer can happen to them too. Women aren't often talked about when it comes to hair loss. That's primarily, at least in public, it's a male problem.
Yes. What a lot of people don't know is that only 5% of men that have hair loss or thinning do something about it, whereas 100% of women that have any signs of hair loss or thinning will do something about it. That's why you don't see very many women out there. Like, they don't get as bad as women where they have slick, bald, or thinning. Women can cover it up much, much better with, you know, all kinds of tools out there for thickening, and even some as far as wigs and extensions and so on. And so they cover it up much better, but over 60% of our customers are women.
Interesting. I'm here talking with the author of the book, Grow It Back, How Laser Therapy Stops Hair Loss and Regrows Your Hair. You're listening to Book Spectrum. My guest is Tamin Hamid, a NASA scientist who has found an interesting way to grow back one's hair. Before we get into this, I want to talk a little more about the process and what you've found out and what people will find in the book. But as we also discussed, people can be understandably skeptical about anything that pertains to hair loss. Keep in mind, there are those proverbial snake oil salesmen peddling those hair regrowth ads or things like that that aren't approved by the FDA. There's so many of them. And I suppose the gypsies, tramps, and thieves grandfather from the Sheriff song sold the same thing. You know, Dr. Good, remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. Hey, if it can, hey, look. Dr. Good can cure anything. It says good right on the label, okay? So aside from that, a lot of other snake oil salesmen are around there. So other reasons why people are afraid of trying a new hair restoration method like this, like LPT, okay, has to do with what people hear from others and many being myths. You at least go into this book not only to talk about the process and what it takes and how you got to it, how you learned about it, and how you devised it, which relieves a lot of other people, but there are people who are going to ask questions and say, hey, I heard this, or this about it. You list the loads of myths and how to debunk them and why they aren't true. Again, people will read them in the book. Can you give us maybe one or two of the most prevalent myths that you've been or you've been hearing about laser phototherapy that's circulated back to you somehow and you can dispel right now?
Yes, absolutely. One of the ones that is that any kind of light can, let's say we talk about laser phototherapy, but some people think that any kind of light will grow your hair. I mean, you can't stand underneath the sun and expect get a suntan and you'll also get your hair back as well. So unfortunately, it takes one kind of light. It's without getting into the technical aspect of it, well, it's a wavelength. It's all based on the wavelength of the light. That's one that we talk about. And then, you know, there's other contraptions out there like castor oil and other kind of things that supposed to work. Nothing like that works. Before I even wrote the book, I read there was 28 books since the 1950s that have been written by multiple authors about hair loss or hair growth. And I read all of them. And so after reading all 28 books, I found out that all the books, none of them had a solution for hair growth. And so I had to make sure that this book had to be perfectly right with all the myths taken care of, and every sentence in there is backed up by a bibliography and references.
Well, that's good. It's always good to have those footnotes and references so people will say, hey, he didn't just say this, even though you're a NASA scientist. It's look, there's a big difference between science and the science. So let's get into this. How does LPT, specifically Theradome, differ from other hair loss treatments? And again, there have been plenty over the years. You touched on it a little bit beforehand. I just want to hear a little more and want our listeners to learn a little more. So they want to open up the book and say, hey, this is really something I'd like to take a look at the very least. And keep in mind, I didn't realize I just can't put a flashlight on my head and grow my hair back. So this is good. It's a very big learning experience for me. Okay.
Yes. Well, you know, if you learn the electromagnetic field, so for example, if you look at wavelength color, right, the color is a form of wavelength. And you can see that when you look at a rainbow. When you look at a rainbow, you have the whole color spectrum all the way from violet and going to the right blue and green and yellow and finally red. So each one of those colors has a purpose. But more importantly, every wavelength has a purpose in this world. For example, just like what we're listening on a radio station, if you're listening to 98.5 megahertz on your radio station, well, that is a specific wavelength frequency that is tuned into your brain, and that's what gets interpreted into your brain. Well, if you're in the wrong channel, you won't be able to hear that station. Same type of deal with the wavelength of anything really that's emitting. So 680 nanometers is the only wavelength that stops hair loss and regrows hair. So if you're in the wrong channel, you know, if you're at, let's say you tune into 99.6, well, you're not going to hear that radio station because it's the wrong station. Same thing like when you're microwaving, you know, a glass of water in the microwave. If you're using the wrong microwave wavelength, you're not going to be able to heat up that water. It's the same thing. Everything has a reason. So the most important is the wavelength. Then the second is the dosage or the type of laser medium, which is, as you said, it's not going to be a flashlight. It has to be a laser.
And I'm not one to sit here and just put something on my head and hope it works out. This is, you really go in depth and you explain to people, from a scientist's point of view, how this kind of thing works. But you also don't treat people like they're idiots in the book too. You tell them, hey, I understand that you're going to be skeptical about this. I understand that you've tried so many other things. And I know you know that I have a background here and I can give you a bunch of trade talk and maybe baffle you into doing this. The point is you don't do that. And I like the idea that you also say, hey, many people ask me these questions. I'm going to answer them for you ahead of time. What would you like your readers to take away most from actually reading the book, aside from, hey, LPT is great.
Well, you know, when you look at laser phototherapy, it's such a new technology. And I want to make sure that people understand that it takes about 10 years or so for a technology to come to market, right? So we're in its infancy right now, trying to make people aware, trying to stand on top of the mountain and say, look, there's another way that you don't have to take drugs. You don't have to put stuff on your head. There's a new way of doing it. And this is light is the new way of stimulating the mitochondria. And that's all really I want you to learn from this book, is that give it a chance, because this is probably the most exciting thing. And in the end chapter, what I talk about in one of my chapters, that all the applications, not only for hair, but for cognitive, we just did a study with Harvard, where we applied light to dementia and traumatic brain injury patients, and that improved their cognitive ability after several weeks. So there's so many applications for light that this is going to be, I think, the future. And hair loss and hair growth is probably the first one that's going to be read a little bit massive.
This is a very serious look and a very thoughtful look. This book is Grow It Back at a very common but really frustrating situation for a lot of men and women. Tamim Hamid, thank you for joining me here on Book Spectrum. Once again, the title is Grow It Back by Tamim Hamid. Where can our listeners find more about you?
Well, Chris, we can find it on growitback.com. That's growitback.com. And that's where you can download the ebook or print out the printed version of our books.
That's absolutely fantastic. You can get the book on the internet, and you can learn more about laser phototherapy. And, of course, my guest, Tamim Hamid. Again, the book is titled Grow It Back. I'm your host, Chris Cordani. Thank you, Tamim, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Book Spectrum. Keep those pages turning.